KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have clear skies and 35 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 56. Winds will be northwesterly at around 15 to 25 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 30 and partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 55. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Creston police today report a man and a woman from Creston were arrested Monday night on separate charges. 37-year-old Alexander King was arrested around 7:21 p.m. for driving while barred and OWI second offense. He was being held on $3,000 bond at the Union County Jail. And at around 11:20 p.m. Monday, 47-year-old Jennifer White was arrested for public intoxication. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on $300 bond. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Monday reported three recent arrests. At around 2:10 a.m. Sunday, 50-year-old Vincent Dwayne Wilson was pulled over for speeding 44 miles per hour in a 25 zone northbound through Crescent. Upon further investigation, Wilson was arrested for OWI second offense. At around 1:10 a.m. Sunday, 26-year-old Brady Paul Johnson was arrested in Council Bluffs after a deputy went to check on a motorist in need of assistance at 205th and Railroad Highway. Johnson was subsequently arrested for OWI second offense. And at around 2:15 p.m. Saturday, 39-year-old Damian Joseph Cairns was appeared before the Pott County Sheriff's Office to turn himself in on a warrant. Once the extraditable warrant out of Woodbury County was confirmed, Cairns was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on the Woodbury County warrant. Elsewhere in the news, a Kiwanis project that started 25 years ago in Atlanta continues today with their mission of keeping kids safe while on a bicycle. Kiwanis member Steve Green said it all started with a Bell Helmets advertisement he saw in a magazine.
Bell Helmets was looking for nonprofit organizations that would buy helmets from them at a discount and distribute them to the students of the towns. I called them and they gave me the criteria and what we needed to do. So I contacted Gail Casey at Washington Elementary School, he was the principal, to ask him if the Kiwanis Club could have a bike safety program in the school during school hours with the students. Well, we talked for a while and realized that third graders, 8 year old, their helmets, their heads are changing, they need a bigger helmet, and also in fourth grade, they can start riding their bicycles to school. So it was a great fit to go with third graders.
After he got the go-ahead to incorporate a bike safety program, Green called then Atlantic Police Chief Roger Murray, who wanted to get involved and sent his, at that time, Officer Steve Green to work with the program. It wasn't long afterward that Barb and Dave Chase with Nishna Valley Trails got involved, sharing their expertise and experience in riding bikes.
They are now doing our bicycle safety program with the Atlantic Police Department, talking about the rules of the roads. You know, if the kids don't stop at stop signs, they can get a ticket just like a car can. Kids don't realize that, but they can. And the Kiwanis organization was the second organization in the nation to start this program with Bell Helmets. The first organization is no longer doing the program, which means Atlantic is the longest-running program in the nation with Bell Helmets.
Bell Helmets used local newspaper articles about the program to start other programs across the nation. To date, there are 5,000 similar programs established across the country for kids' bicycle safety.
A little side note is they said that the gal was sitting in the boardroom with the CEO and the CFO and the high people from Bell Helmets, and they said, okay, you're only allowed so many helmets a year for this program. And then the CEO spoke up and says, except for Atlantic, Iowa, if you're out of helmets, we're going to supply them to them anyway.
During the third year of the program, if a child's helmet was damaged while it was being used, it would be replaced. And in one instance, a girl's helmet broke into three pieces, but she didn't suffer any injuries to her head. Atlantic's program was also part of the Bell's test program of a new helmet design.
In 2005, Bell Helmets designed a new helmet called the TrueFit helmet. They sent us 10 helmets to try to see to be a part of their test program. We really like them, and now that's all we buy is the TrueFit helmets from Bell Helmets, and they said that is their number one selling helmet. But we were on the test program with them, which, again, Atlantic, Iowa was ahead of everybody else.
The Kiwanis are giving helmets to third graders in Atlantic and the Cam School District. The Griswold Optimists buy helmets for their third graders in Griswold as well. Homeschool kids are also invited to attend the bicycle safety program. Now, this year, the school has a no-visitor policy, so the program is not available. And last year, the bicycle safety program was put on hold, of course, due to COVID, but the kids were still given helmets. They were placed inside their lockers for them to take home free of charge.
Over the past 25 years, we have given away 3,989 helmets to third graders and made a very large impact to the safety of our kids.
The discounted helmets cost the organization $32,000 over the course of the 25 years the program has been in existence, and Green says he knows of at least a half a dozen kids who were saved from more serious injuries through the use of a bicycle helmet. In addition to the helmets, the Kiwanis donate teddy bears to emergency rooms to help settle down a child who may be upset due to their injuries. And he says there are about 150 bears given away each year at the hospital. If you'd like to become involved with Kiwanis and helping youth in the area, call Steve Green at 712-243-1247. Finally in the news, a man from Polk County tried to board an airplane with a carry-on bag containing a loaded handgun Sunday. KCCI says the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, officers prevented the man from bringing his .45 caliber handgun loaded with five bullets. TSA officers alerted Des Moines police, who confiscated the firearm before citing the man. TSA Federal Security Director for Iowa, John Bright, reminds Iowans and others not to bring your gun to an airport security checkpoint. Regardless of whether or not you have a concealed carry permit, it is not allowed. If you want to travel, you must pack your weapon properly so it can be processed as a checked baggage. Failure to comply with the regulations, he said, will result in a stiff federal civil penalty that may cost you thousands of dollars. Sunday's incident at Des Moines International was the third time this year a firearm was confiscated at the airport. In 2020, there were seven total firearms confiscated. There were 12 guns confiscated in both 2018 and 19. The TSA has details on how to properly travel with a firearm posted on its website, a link to which is in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.